My brothers and sisters in Christ, I'd like to welcome my little brother Paul to Mass today. He's found him on the side of the street and welcomed him in. It's always good to have my little brother with me. Jesus says that he comes to call not those who are righteous, but those who are sinners. And so we know the kind of people that we are, and we know that we have sinned. And so we know that Jesus is calling us. He's calling us. If only we could have the promptness and the ability to respond the way that Levi did, the way that Matthew did. All Jesus said to him was, "Follow me." And he got up and left everything behind. In fact, he brought Jesus into his home. And look at how many people followed after as a result of Matthew's immediate prompting, following of Jesus' prompting, his immediate response to Jesus. This is what's possible in the season of Lent. To not hesitate to go and do exactly what Jesus is telling us to do, especially where we struggle with sin. Jesus knows exactly what we need in regards to our sins, with what we're struggling with. He's quite good at dealing with it. We call him the divine physician. And if we have any hesitation at all to follow Jesus, we also know that we have our Mother Mary to lead us and to guide us. Mary makes it easy to follow Christ because she fills the way to Jesus with flowers, the beautiful flowers of devotion to him, helping us to recognize only the good and beautiful aspects of our relationship with him, and easily helping us to lay aside those things which the devil makes us focus on, which might be difficult, like the thorns. Our Lady helps us to focus on the roses and to know that Jesus is with us every step of the way. And so let us increase our devotion to Our Lady, especially to her heart, which is totally united to Jesus. If we have that union with him, we can do it especially through the help of our Blessed Mother. If we have that devotion to Our Lady, we'll never lose our way to Jesus. We'll be prompt, like St. Matthew, to be close to him. And so let's draw close to her, especially during these days of Lent. We know that she stands by the foot of the cross, usually depicted in all of our stations. We can see Our Lady standing there, uniting her heart to Jesus there. Let's do that. Let's stand close to our Blessed Mother and be more devoted to her. She'll never fail us. She's always there for us. Let's pray for her intercession, especially at this Holy Mass, as we draw close to Jesus in the Eucharist, that we may always love him and follow him totally. We prepare our hearts to receive Jesus' heart in this Holy Eucharist now.